with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The Trump team is cheering the special counsel's decision to end two federal cases against the president-elect. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
A spokesman for Donald Trump welcomed the Justice Department's announcement, calling it a major victory for the rule of law. Now that Trump is the president-elect, Special Counsel Jack Smith is dropping the 2020 election interference case and the classified documents case against Trump. It's DOJ policy to protect presidents from prosecution while in office, and those protections extend to a president-elect. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Forecasters are warning of possible winter storms across the U.S. during Thanksgiving week. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Rain and snow in parts of the country could interrupt Thanksgiving week travel. In California, where a person was found dead in a vehicle submerged in floodwaters over the weekend, authorities braced for more precipitation while grappling with flooding and small landslides from a previous storm. National Weather Service meteorologist Rich Otto.
Locations across the western U.S. are going to be unsettled with rain and higher elevation snow through Wednesday.
He says the East Coast could see snow and rain for Thanksgiving and Black Friday. I'm Julie Walker.
A white Florida woman who fatally shot a black neighbor through her front door during an ongoing dispute has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for a manslaughter conviction. Susan Lawrence was sentenced Monday. The 60-year-old was convicted in August of killing 35-year-old A.J. Owens by firing a single shot from her .380 caliber handgun in June 2023. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 440 points, the Nasdaq rose 51. This is SRN News. A new agency targets Planned Parenthood.
Elon Musk has been tapped by President Trump to head the Department of Government Efficiency, and one of its first actions may be to cut federal funding from the nation's largest abortion business. Musk, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, who all serve in the new agency, have reportedly placed Planned Parenthood on a list of groups that are benefiting from taxpayer dollars and are liable to be cut off. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Russia's upper house of parliament has endorsed a bill banning adoption of Russian children by citizens of countries where gender transitioning is legal. The Federation Council has also approved bills that outlaw the spread of material that encourages people not to have children. The legislation, which was previously approved by Russia's lower house, will now go to President Putin for signing into law. Lawmakers in the country recently passed a series designed to limit the LGBT agenda. SRN News. It turned out to be yet another record-setting day on Wall Street. We hear more on all of the market's activities from correspondent Seth Soutel reporting from New York City.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, led by gains in smaller companies. The S&P 500 climbed 0.3% Monday, pulling closer to the record high it set 2 weeks ago. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 440, it's about 1%, to the record high it set on Friday. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.3%. Smaller companies outpaced the rest of the market. The Russell 2000 index of smaller stocks finished just shy of its record. Treasury yields fell in the bond market. That came after President-elect Donald Trump said he wants hedge fund manager Scott Bessent to be his Treasury Secretary. Seth Soutel, New York.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.